Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette pair faces charges for hiding shooting suspect. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Two Gillette residents are facing felony charges for allegedly helping an 18-year-old shooting suspect evade law enforcement. Terry Lee Harrell, 18, and Odessa Mahan, 20, were charged with accessory after the fact to attempted second-degree murder, which carries a penalty of up to 3 years in prison. Cowboy State Daily reported authorities were searching for Cameron Crusoe, the suspect in a March 4th shooting that left 19-year-old Preston Headland injured. Deputies tracked Crusoe to his mother's home after receiving a tip, but when questioned, Mahan and Harrell denied knowing his whereabouts. However, after securing permission to search the home, deputies found Crusoe hiding in a closet and arrested him without incident. Mahan and Harrell were later taken into custody as well. Crusoe is accused of shooting Headland after an argument at his home. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for March 20th in Gillette Circuit Court. Wyoming lawmakers demand answers on USPS mail delivery changes. Wyoming's congressional delegation is pressing the U.S. Postal Service for answers on how the state's mail delivery will be affected by the Delivering for America plan. Cowboy State Daily reported Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis, along with Representative Hageman, sent a letter to outgoing Postmaster General Louise DeJoy questioning whether Wyoming mail will have to be processed out of state, potentially delaying deliveries. Under the plan, most of Wyoming's mail could be routed through processing centers in Colorado, Montana, Utah, and Idaho, raising concerns about longer wait times and service disruptions, especially for rural communities. Despite concerns from federal regulators, USPS is moving forward with the plan, which eliminates afternoon pickups at post offices more than 50 miles from processing centers. For Wyoming, that could mean no next-day mail service across most of the state. The first phase of changes takes effect April 1st, adding a day to mail delivery for many locations, with further changes coming in July. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.